The symbol we dare not display. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's a headline that appeared on the front page of my local newspaper. All-gender restroom on horizon for high schools. It's about creating a safe facility for students who don't identify as male or female. And in combing the web, I notice that wherever one of these restrooms pops up, a news reporter is ordered to find some controversy, or at least an official who can explain how to build such a restroom. And here's what one of these officials said.
It's really primarily a signage change.
That's how you do it. You find an existing restroom and send a custodian to change the sign. But that in itself can create a problem, because the sign is basically saying, this is the place where all the gay and transgender people have to go. Here's a clip from a student who says these signs are forcing people to out themselves.
It's just more of a reason to say, oh, that person's different.
There must be a better way. And there is. Instead of an all-gender sign describing who's allowed to enter, the sign should simply depict what is inside. It should show a picture of a toilet, a urinal, or both. The problem, of course, is Americans hate toilets. That's why we prefer to say bathroom, even though the room barely has a working sink, much less a bath. But this is, in fact, a toilet. So just display a picture showing the kind of toilet, leave sex and gender out of it, and people can make an informed choice based on what fits their personal plumbing. Because if we are honest with ourselves, we know there are really only two sensible bathroom classifications: clean and disgusting. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.